Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. I'm thrilled to have you here for Rated G Radio tonight. It is Monday, the first show of November. We're going to have Dr. Annie Ulrich on the line with us in just a quick second. But before that, I want to give a big shout-out to Yelpy, the Irish singer who was on our show on the Halloween early edition for the Friday Day Dance Party on Friday. If you aren't tired of Halloween music yet, or maybe you know you're starting to hear those Christmas carols and you're like, it can't happen this quick, go back and listen to the Halloween show. I know that you will enjoy it, and you'll also hear from a talented young artist who is getting ready to release his new single called Feel It on November 21st. You'll hear it here first on Rated G Radio, as we do with so many artists, including this Friday's dance party guests, the Mango Dreamers. We're going to have Mr. Chuck Singh and Miss Layla on the show this Friday night, so that will be really, really fun. Looking forward to doing that as well. And without further ado, though, let's bring on Dr. Annie, who is returning to the show again this month. Love having you here, Dr. Annie. Thank you so much for coming back.
Well, good evening, and it's always fun to be with you.
What
I look forward to at the beginning of the month. It's awesome.
It's a great way to start the month with not only with you, but I know the listeners, every time that you're on the show, everybody goes absolutely nuts, in a good way, but they go absolutely nuts going, Dr. Annie's going to be back on the show. I can't wait. So we have people that are lined up out the door to talk to you tonight, so we'll be getting to callers in just a little bit. So if we've pre-screened your call, that's great. Hang tight. We'll get to you. If you haven't been screened yet, hang tight. I'm going to answer as many of your calls as we can. And if you are in the chat room as well, number one, welcome. Hi, Anita. Hi, guest. Hi, Loretta. Hi, Tar Hill Proud. And anybody else who joins in later, make sure to say hello and make some friends in the chat room. If you want to ask questions from the chat room tonight, feel free to do so as well. Send them as a private chat, though, just so it pops up on my screen and I can actually see it in case the chat room gets rambunctious, and meaning there's just a lot of conversation. I want to scroll back and forth and have you wonder if we're ever going to get to your question for the night. But, Dr. Annie, for those people who are new to the show, or at least new to hearing you as our VIP special guest star tonight, can you give people a little bit of background about who you are, your specialties, and that type of stuff? And then let's talk about November, what's going on this month.
Okay, great. That sounds good. I am a fourth-generation tea leaf reader. I was raised in a family of psychics and sensitives. And I thought everyone read tea leaves until I was around 10. And I decided, all of a sudden, it dawned on me that this was not quite normal, but of course, in my family, it certainly was. And I've been reading tea leaves my whole life. That's what I do, and I love it, and I really enjoy meeting people and having a chance to sit down and to converse with them and to communicate and have wonderful conversations over a cup of tea. The tea leaves are a point of concentration for me, and I do actually see pictures in and around the cup. And those symbols give me a lot of information about where you are now, where you've been, and what direction you're going in. So if you are ever in the mood for a tea leaf reading, please do stop by, give me a call. I also am a clinical hypnotherapist, and my specialty is dreams and dream work, and I love doing that. I have a dream group. We meet once a month, and we really have some wonderful, wonderful experiences with the dream world. And so if you have any questions about dreams and dream symbology, that's also something that I love to do and would be more than happy to work with people on that. I also have a book available called Dream Tending, and that's available. And if people want to just send me a message, on my Facebook page, symbol linking. And I think that's at yahoo.com. Then I can send them out a book anytime. I also have a book available called What's in a Cup, and that tells you how to read your own tea leaves, or anyone else's, for that matter. It's kind of fun. So those are a couple of the things that I do.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. You do quite a bit.
It's so funny because when someone asks, you know how when you go to a cocktail party and someone says, so what do? My answer is entirely too much, I think.
And I love that answer. That is a great answer. Now, before we get to the energy update for November, because I know everybody's asking about that too, but you talked about the things that you do and you said, you know, come on by or do something like that. Are you able to also help people if they are not in Southern California? Can you help them if they're in Timbuktu or around the world or, maybe in...
Definitely.
Okay. How does that
definitely
work for you?
I do phone sessions, and
okay.
So you just call my phone number, and we set up an appointment, and I talk to you on the phone. We can Skype or just a private phone conversation. I have clients all over the world, so yes, definitely by phone. That's fun.
Easy. That's always easy. Can I admit something to you? I'm just ashamed that I'm even going to tell you this tonight. And it's just like you and I are talking, and nobody else is listening right now. I did my first Skype call this last Friday. First Skype call ever. And once I was done, I was like, I had no idea Skype was that easy. I would have been Skyping from here to eternity.
Yeah, I know. It is, isn't it? It's just technology is amazing because there are so many things that we can do now and have available to us that we didn't have, years ago. So it's a wonderful time to be alive, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to it. What's happening in November that everybody needs to know about?
One of the things I wanted to bring up tonight is that November traditionally is known in the metaphysical communities as the month of the ancestors. And so setting up an ancestor altar is really something that would benefit you, I think, and I think most people are aware that the veil between the worlds is very, very thin on October 31st, and we pretty much everyone knows that. And All Souls Day is November 1st, so... But that energy carries through the whole month of November. So it's not surprising when people have dreams of loved ones who have passed away and passed over. So they've got so much to share with you, too, in the dream state. So, having an altar or just a little shelf, if you have in your room, and put a picture of someone that you were very close to and would really like to communicate with, and have a little white candle, and and ask for a connection in the dream state before you go to sleep at night. Just you say a little prayer, or you just ask for whatever it is that you need, and it's really amazing how people do dream of those who have passed on and have really interesting conversations with them in the month of November. And, of course, in November, we all know Thanksgiving is the big holiday in November, and that's all about being grateful. It's really, really looking at what is it in your life that you are thankful for, that you are really grateful to have. And in the 12-step program, they highly recommend everyone developing an attitude of gratitude. And when you do that, there's so much more that's given all of the time. That's the way it works. So in this time of Thanksgiving, just look around. Look around you. Look around all of the wonderful people that you are connected to, and really appreciate yourself and all of those connections, because it's very, very special, and we're very lucky to have people who are supportive in our lives. So November also, just energetically, is about partnering and partnerships. And it is the 11th month, and it's actually a time where people need to just relax a little more, to step back from the hustle and the bustle of everyday life, and just put yourself in an observer mode and look at all of the things that have been accomplished. Let's face it, you're in the 11th month, and that means you've pretty much done a lot of work in that 11 months. And so now is time to just kind of relax and sit back and see and observe what you've accomplished, which is terrific. Don't try to work things so much in November. And anything that you can start and finish in the month of November, that's great. But it's not a really good time to set up long-term plans, because you're going into the last 2 months of the year, and everyone is winding down, not revving up. The revving up energy starts, of course, in January. So just now is a good time to relax and just kind of sit back. Short plans are good, and short trips are great. So if you have the if you have the opportunity to take a short trip, now's the time to do it. It would be great. It's a good time. It's all looking at your relationships is also part of the vibration of this month. So partnering and partnerships, looking at the way you partner, looking at how you want to partner in a different way if you do, and to include people in your life as much as possible. So it's really gearing up for next month, the 12th month in December. That's the party month. So it's all about party and socializing, and lots of other good stuff comes in December. But November, you're gathering your energies. So you want to include people in the things that you do and try and get out and socialize a little bit more than normal. It's very, very, it's a moon time, a lunar time. And so trust your intuition. You just go with what you feel is right during this month rather than what you think. So feel instead of think. We have a tendency to overthink everything anyway. So just really trust yourself, and you'll be surprised how accurate you are, how intuitive you are. So that's great. You want to create balance as much as you can around you, and harmony, if at all possible. Yes, we all need that. And cooperation. It is a good time to get the cooperation of other people in your life. So it's a good time to sit down and talk things through with people, and you'll be surprised that you actually have a rapport with them, whereas sometimes you don't. But this is a good month to do that. Health-wise, it's a good month to boost the immune system in any way you can, because it's all about, you know, colds and flu and headaches and, you know, coughs and aches and pains. It's all of those kinds of illnesses, if you will, or, you know, you're not, the change in the weather, and it's you going into getting ready for winter. So just boost the immune system, eat what's good for you. It's getting to be soup weather, you know.
Soup weather is awesome.
Soup. Soup. Yes, it is. Keep a positive attitude, and because all of the health issues are temporary. They're not, you know, chronic. So it's just really being aware of getting plenty of rest and taking time to relax and be good to yourself.
And business.
When you're in business, if you have your own business, this is the best time to change, you know, employees and their duties, or try new and innovative ideas. Experiment with new ideas, and you'll expand your business by doing that. So I think that gives you kind of an overview.
That's a great – can I ask a follow-up question to your November overview? Because I love the information.
Mm-hmm.
But my question for you, Dr. Annie, is, you know, when we've talked in the past, you've talked about the seven cycles of your year. And
mm-hmm.
in the first cycle of the year, that's a cycle to go out and, you know, like get things, and people are very agreeable and to go do a bunch of things. But I'm hearing part of this for November is, you know, kind of like take a little bit of a step back. You know, don't start a lot of new things that, you know, you can't get finished in November and things like that. How does that coincide with the, you know, seven cycles that everybody goes through?
Well, the seven cycles that you go through have to do with you personally. Your personal energy cycle starts on your birthday.
Okay.
And so your birthday can be in May, or it could be in January, or it could be in March, or whatever month. That's when your cycle of time and energy starts. And then it changes every 52 days. Every 52 days, you go through an energy shift. And so there are different types of energy that are available to you for seven cycles in 1 year. And everything that, in fact, it's not just you personally that have these cycles. But if, let's say, for instance, you start a business,
mm-hmm.
the date that you start your business, that has its own cycle. And it goes through seven cycles of time and energy within 1 year. Also, let's say you get married. So you get married on December 18th. That is the beginning of a brand new cycle, a relationship cycle. So these cycles are really pretty amazing, because if you look at them, you can see how you are working with people or not. If, for instance, if you're in you have a family situation, the husband and wife are usually personally in different cycles at different times, and so are the children. So if I know where my child is, what cycles she's in or he's in at any given time during the year, I can pretty much get an idea of how to communicate with them and what time of the year is going to be the best in terms of physical energy or creativity, you know, all kinds of different things that come up during the year for a family.
Wow.
And I think the last time, well, I don't know, I can't remember if it was the last time or when, but there is a book that explains a lot about the cycles, and it is called The Wisdom of the Mystic Masters. And it's the last name is of the author. I think it's Andrew Weed, W-E-E-D. If anyone is interested, that's the book to get. Also,
okay.
I have a cycle chart that I will send to people, and then you can chart yourself. You can chart yourself personally, and then you can apply it to the people you live with or the people that you work with. So all you have to do is ask me.
I think we need to do that. So anybody who's listening tonight, on the show page, there's Dr. Annie's email, tleaves@yahoo.com. The correct spelling is on the show page, so if you just cut and paste that into your email and then send her a request for that seven-cycle energy chart, she'll send that to you. And make sure you tell her that you heard her on Rated G Radio. So, Dr. Annie, what do you think about taking some calls?
Yeah, I'd love to. That would be great.
That'd be fun. So,
okay.
Do you want to limit this to anything tonight, or is there anything that you specifically want people to ask about? Or I guess I should try to find out before
you're interested. You're interested in just getting an energy reading, real quick, I need the month and the day that you were born. That's all that I need. Or if you have questions about dreams and dream symbology, that's always fun, too.
Cool. Okay, so our first caller is going to be Trish. And, Trish, you are live with Dr. Annie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Annie. My birthday is 9/18.
9/18. Very good. Well, you're a strong, strong humanitarian. You've got a lot of strong humanitarian energy. So you really want to make a difference in your world in some way, in some form. So that's really, really great. And do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to launch a construction project and wondering when you might see this kind of coming to fulfillment.
Okay, you're getting ready to launch it? Well, January of 2015 is really fabulous. All next year for you, energetically, is about money, power, and authority. And so it's a strong, strong energy. It means you'll have really strong personal charisma. You'll have everything in balance, which is really good. Are you looking to start it before then?
No. I've actually run into some delays.
Yes. So, and it's not surprising because you've got that delay energy going on right now. And we all had it, you know, when Mercury was retrograde. So we've just come out of that. And now is the time to firm things up and to look at the project itself and decide what it is that you want to tweak or to change. And then when the new year comes in, it's going to be much better for you and really solid. So next year, definitely.
Wow, that's very
helpful. Does that answer your question? Yeah.
It does.
It's good.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
Keep us posted. And our next call is going to be coming from Lori. Lori, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Today is 10/14/59.
10/14?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a specific question that you're wondering about?
I'm wondering if about my next move I'm going to be making.
Okay.
Moving apartments, finding a place.
Okay, what you've got is moving for you would be great, again, if you can wait until the end of this year, and we're in it now. So anytime between now and March of next year, is a really good time for you to make a move. And
mm-hmm.
you are going to free yourself up. You know, if you've been feeling as if you are tied down or constricted or restricted in any way, your
mm-hmm.
energy is being freed up in the new year. And so then that means there's a lot of movement, a lot of change, a lot of progressive energy moving you forward, which is really great. And there's also travel around you next year. So take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way to travel, and you'll be very surprised and really have a great time with people in your life. So there are new connections around you too. So, you know, that's bringing in new influences.
Mm-hmm.
The move is best for you. It's a good thing for you to do, definitely. Yeah.
Like, how will I know, like, if it's a good place for me? Like, you know, if I'm going to have much of a choice or...
Well, you're coming out of a restrictive time.
Okay.
By the end of the year. And so in the new year, you're going to feel as if you are released from anything that is holding you back or tying you down or fencing you in or any of those kinds of feelings. It's mm-hmm. going to change. In January, you're going to be free of that. So that's something to really, you know, concentrate on and know in your heart that you are going to be free in the new year. Freedom.
Wow.
That's good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Lori. Good luck to you. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And our next caller tonight is going to be coming from D. D, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie.
Hi. Hi, D.
Hi, Dr. Annie. Thank you. Hi, thank you for taking my call. My birthday
mm-hmm.
is August 30th, and I'm also considering a move.
Oh, well, that's good. Because you are... At the end, you have come to the end of a cycle of time and energy. And next year for you, 2015, is a brand new life. That's what it's going to feel like. So it's really terrific. Say yes to anything that comes up in terms of expansion and expanding your life and making a move. It is a good time to make a move. Any time in the next 2 months and right through the first 6 months of next year. So all that time, it's like you've got a lot of really positive and forward thinking and forward-moving energy that is behind you and supporting you in moving ahead. It's new life, new beginnings, new pathways, new. If it's new, do it. Everything is new. It's good.
Okay.
And you're getting rid of what's
money.
Not working for you. Now,
I know that.
That's good. Very good.
Will the money be there?
Yes, it will be. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, definitely. So you've got a lot of, emotional support, financial support, and people around you who will be supportive and help you get what you want. That's good.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your call, Dee. Have a great
Thanks.
Night.
That's wonderful. You too. Thank you.
Happy moving.
Happy moving, yeah. And just a reminder, we've got some more people that are in the call queue. If you do want to ask a question, tonight is the night. Call in at 323-657-1493. We've got a half an hour left in the broadcast. Again, 323-657-1493, press 1, and we'll screen your call and get you on the show. If you've ever wanted to ask a question, tonight is a great time because Dr. Annie doesn't bite. She's actually very, very sweet and wonderful. And our next call is coming from Gail. So, Gail, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie. Gail, hello. Let's see. I bet Gail has us on mute. Gail, I'm going to put you back on hold for just a second, and we're going to go to Delphine. Delphine, you are live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Hello, hi. My birthday is October 7th.
October 7th,
yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling because I wanted to see when do you see a new job coming up for me, if you're picking up on anything.
Wow, this is really interesting because everyone I've talked to today so far this evening is in the throes of movement. You know, it's like there is movement in your life. So if it feels like you've been on hold for a while here, life came in and put you on hold.
Yes,
the hold button is coming off, which is great. So that means fast action. What you're going to be experiencing in the new year is going to be a lot action and the speeding up of all events. So there is definitely a new position, a new way of, you know, being in the world. All the restrictions that have been holding you back, you are free of that. There's freedom. And what I would really recommend is for you to look at things in terms of expansion. How can I expand and do things differently? And so instead of, for instance, if you always go to a rock concert, go to the opera. Do things that are the opposite of what you would normally do. And when you start to do that, then opportunity comes into you out of left field when you least expect it. And there are definitely, you know, surprising linkages around you, all around you. This year has been about career for you. Next year is freedom. And so, you know, it's like taking advantage of what opportunities are presented to you. So it's really, really good. Do you have the word out that you want to change your positions?
Well, yes. What you're saying is right. You hit it right on the head. It's like I've been locked down because I'm currently working at the job, and it's like, oh, my God, my supervisor, he changes the schedule so much. You can't really have a social life because if he changes the schedule, he can change the schedule three times within that same week, and it's like, oh, it's just crazy.
Well, that's going to change at the beginning of the year, so that's going to be happening as much anymore. So all of those, you know, restrictions that you've been having to deal with and to live with will be different in the new year. So that's really going to be, it'll be interesting to see how that works, how it does work,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Good. But you're in a really good place energetically, so that's important for you to know. In January, things definitely change for you and for the better, and your energy is going to feel better. There's a lot of physical energy that will be available to you that hasn't been, so that's nice to know too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Delphine. Good luck to you, and have a great night. Thanks for your call. And now we're going to go to the mysterious Gail, who did have us on hold. And she said, I've got a new phone, and it's doing all these crazy things. But, Gail, welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie.
Thank you.
Hi,
yeah,
Gail.
I've got a question, but the user's not too smart. Hi. Originally, I was going to ask you a question about dreams, but I've enjoyed hearing you give everybody readings, so I think I'll change. Do you need the full date of birth or just the month and
yes.
the day?
No, just the month and the day.
July 25th.
July?
Mm-hmm.
25th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. That's, you've got a lot of really good energy working for you right now and into the new year also, which is terrific. And there's expect the unexpected. That is a really, really strong energy around you. Surprises and surprising linkages. So it might be that you people that you haven't heard from in a long time want to reconnect with you. And so that's going to be fun, and you'll really enjoy that. It's a positive energy. It's not anything that is going to cause turmoil or anything. It's a real positive. So your past is coming back into your life in some ways, and it's going to create a brand new future for you. So that's very exciting. It's also for you. Travel also. So there may be really exciting trips for you. And one, I think, in March, for some reason it feels like March of 2015, there is the possibility of you traveling to a foreign land.
Oh, okay.
It'll be really nice and you'll enjoy it. And it feels kind of tropical, so it might be Hawaii or the Virgin Islands, some place like that. That would be good, huh? And so, yeah, you've got a lot of really nice things coming in and things that you're not expecting. So that's what makes it fun. Is that you're not, you know, it's not like you're planning these things to happen, but they are happening, and they are, really positive. So that's great. Yeah.
Do you see anything in the home environment changing?
The home environment, do you want to remodel?
I'm not in a financial situation to do this, but I have decided that I'm going to somehow end up being a homeowner soon.
Well, that's good, because I think that is really a good, goal for you. And you will move towards that, definitely, in the new year. What I get is the reason I asked you about remodeling is because when you're in this kind of energy that you're in, it's I just want to change it up. I want to make it look different, feel different. You know, so sometimes a coat of paint and new furniture will do the trick. Other than that, it means that if you want to become a homeowner, within a year's time, you have every possibility of that happening. So don't limit yourself. It's like don't go into any kind of limited view. It's you wanting that for yourself and asking the universe to bring it to you. And somehow things will change. It's like part of that, the energy of the pride, right? What you can't possibly imagine at this time. So just stay open and receptive to that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank
Good.
You so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Gail. Good luck on that home ownership. Keep us posted. We want to hear about your new home. So, start dreaming
Good.
Big. Dr. Annie, guess what? We don't have any more calls.
Oh.
But
Okay.
Which is unusual because usually the phone boards are lit up, so we have a lot of people listening. I can see that. But again, you know, sometimes it's, they just want to listen because they're scared to call in, which we totally get.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to ask Dr. any questions and book a private session with her, her email is on the show page right there at tealeaves@yahoo.com. You get a show special if you mention Rated G Radio off of her normal rate. So please make sure to send her a message and tell her you heard her here on the show, and you can get your own private time with Dr. Annie, and she can do the session over Skype, telephone, or if you're in Southern California, in person as well. You can also visit Dr.
Yeah.
Annie's website. There's a link on there for that. But I have a question for you. Can I ask a question?
Okay.
And
oh, yes.
It's a dream interpretation question. I'm going to like not mention names to protect the not-so-innocent here. But
okay.
I have been having almost, I want to say nightly, dreams about coworkers in a recent former environment where they have just been, you know, like coming in and out of my dreams. And a lot of them have been people that I have not had associations with for some time. And in the dreams are usually very vivid, and it's just like I either see their face or I'm put in some type of a quote-unquote work situation where it, you know, their face or their presence is made to me, but then, you know, they are like shuttled off or they're, you know, out of the picture, and then, you know, the dream just, you know, takes a life of its own and goes and does something else. And it'd be one thing if it was just like, you know, maybe once or twice, but it's been a recurring theme for like the last week or two for me, and I'm thinking that's a little on the weird side, because one, I usually don't remember dreams that I have, and two, I never dream about people that I know.
Oh, that is interesting. It is interesting. It's really great though, because it really brings in that part of your past. You've always enjoyed the work that you do, and you enjoy the people that you're with. I mean, you know, we do have issues with certain coworkers, but.
Sure.
Overall, I think that you really do connect with these co-workers. What the dream may be telling you is that they are about to resurface in your life. So it's like reunions and the possibility of you reconnecting with them or hearing about them. And in some way, especially if you're dreaming consistently, and you're right in this month where the dreams are just so vivid and so, you know, in the moment, because you're remembering them, right? So
yes.
that brings that energy of reconnection back in also. So it wouldn't be surprising if you end up hearing from them.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would really be okay if that was not the case. But, you know, if they're, you know,
mm-hmm.
if the calls come in, that'll still be a very welcome surprise. Anyway. Okay. Well,
yeah.
For everybody who listened in tonight, just a huge round of applause and thanks for Dr. Annie Ulrich, who's been our VIP special guest. She shared in the first part of the show information about the November energy, so if you did not hear it live, go back after the show to hear her informative update that you will want to take notes on, so make sure you have a pen and paper handy. And if you want to schedule a reading with her, again, feel free to give her an email at tealeaves@yahoo.com. Her email, just cut and paste it from the show page. And if you'd like to visit her website, you can do so. Dr. Annie, before I let you go, is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to tonight or any last words of wisdom for the listeners?
Just enjoy your time in November. Just enjoy this month and really, really take a look at the things that you have to be grateful for. I think that's just so important. And the more that you do that, the more that's given to you. That's just the way it works. And I am just delighted to have been your guest once again, and I can't wait until December.
I know. So after the show, I'll shoot
yeah.
you over some dates for December. But
okay.
I am grateful to you tonight. So thank you, Dr. Annie. And then for
well,
everybody else who
you.
Didn't Oh, thank you. And if you didn't catch the Halloween show with Yelpy, it's Alan Yelpy, but he goes by Yelpy, like, you know, Cher, Madonna. I'm going to play his single, Feel It, which you're going to hear first before it hits the streets on November 21st. And after the song Feel It, we'll be back with headlines of the day. Dr. Annie, thanks again. We'll talk
Yay.
To you soon.
Thanks.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go. Stay and let me show you.
There we go. I have just been rattling on, and I realized my line had still been muted. So my apologies to everybody who's going, what's happening here? I'm not hearing anything. So in October, this one goes out to Anita. Anita in Gresham, Oregon, a 21-year-old man openly carrying a handgun he had just bought was robbed at gunpoint the same day he bought it. According to the police report, the robber apparently thought the victim's gun was nicer than his own. He said, quote, I like your gun. Give it to me. That's from KPTV, Channel 12 in Portland from October 7th. So, Anita, that one goes out to you from our fine friends in Gresham, Oregon. Since I've just rattled off the entire week's show line, and I, of course, was doing it while my line was muted. My apologies. But again, a big thanks to Dr. Annie Ulrich for being on the show tonight. Tomorrow is Tarot Tuesday. We've got Tarot Jeff for your free 5-minute three-card draw of what's in the cards for me or a specific question. Wednesday, we've got Drew Britton, our new Hollywood pop culture expert. He's going to be back on the show with us talking about all things Hollywood and gossipy. Thursday, we've got author Gail Carline. She's talking about her latest best-selling novel called Murder on the Hoof. Gail, by the way, is an experienced award-winning equestrian horse rider on the side, so she writes about what she knows. And then Friday, we've got Mango Dreamers coming onto the show to talk about their music and what they are up to. They're a local L.A. band, and they'll be live on Rated G Radio this Friday night. Always excited to have them here. Anita, thanks for tuning in tonight. Loved having Dr. Annie on the show with us, and always appreciate things that are going on in the world with her. And if you have not had a chance to have an appointment with her directly, I really do encourage you to do so. I've had two, one last year and one earlier this year, and where we did the tea leaf reading, and I went to her office, and I'm telling you, she makes a mean cup of tea, and it's all from scratch. So she makes a mean cup of tea, and then she goes through and does the tea leaf reading, and we did a little tarot. Lots and lots and lots of fun. And it's fun because, at least for me, I'll go back and listen to what she did in the first visit and then the second visit, and because she tape records it and then sends it to you on MP3 format, so you can actually listen to the show afterwards and kind of figure out what's going on, from her reading with you. I was really kind of surprised at how eerily, in a good way, that her first session with me was very, very on point. And the second one just really reaffirmed a lot of things that she had said before. And so if you want to go ahead and check her out, again, send her an email at tealeaves@yahoo.com. If you'd like her seven course. I'm so screwing this up. I just don't have it in front of me. But her energy chart for the year. You have seven cycles of energy. Your seven-cycle energy chart. There we go. Send her an email and mention that you heard it on Rated G Radio, and she'll email that over to you as well. Dr. Annie's email is on the show page tonight at tealeaves@yahoo.com, so just click and point that. Let's get to some real quickly. I'm going to do a couple of famous birthdays for the day, and then we're going to wrap up the show. Kendall Jenner lists her as a reality star. I really have a hard time with the Kardashians and the Jenners doing anything, but she's here, 19 years old, half-sister of Kim K, who made her debut in Keeping Up with the Kardashians when she was 11. She and her sister Kylie created a clothing line called Kendall and Kylie. She also became a runway model, first being pictured in Paper magazine in an article in 2010, so happy 19th there. Dolph Lundgren, 57 today, movie actor. He made an intimidating appearance as Drago, the Russian boxer, in Rocky IV and starred in The Expendables in 2011. He stood 6 feet six, three, 6 foot. He stood 6 foot 3 inches tall and weighed 250 pounds throughout the filming of Masters of the Universe. His father abused him physically and called him a loser, which motivated him to grow strong. So in his youth, he trained judo, karate, and other heavy contact sports. He also received a degree in chemical engineering from the Royal Institute of Technology, so he's got the brains and the brawn. Happy 57th birthday to Dolph Lundgren. We also have Adam Ant today, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, 60 years old today. He's released three number three singles. MTV rated him as the sexiest man in America in his early career. And his mother worked for the Beatles member, Paul McCartney. Adam Ant today is 60 years old. Happy birthday. And last but not least for celebrity birthdays today, Roseanne. She is 62. Award-winning actress who became known for playing the title role in the sitcom Roseanne. Its 1993 episode, A Stash from the Past, was named the 21st greatest episode of all time by TV Guide. Before she worked as a stand-up comedian, this is before she was famous, in Colorado nightclubs, where she got an appearance on The Tonight Show and eventually her own HBO special. She's won an Emmy Award and a Golden Globe Award for her role on Roseanne. She married Bill Pentland in 1974, and the couple had three children before divorcing in 1990. She's also been married, I think, two or three other times beyond that, and I think she's hysterical. I think she's getting her new series this coming year on, I think it's NBC, if I just heard correctly. So I'll be looking forward to that. If you liked the show today, or even if you just thought it was mildly amusing, I'm going to encourage you to follow the show on the show page there. You can elect to get your daily update of the current link, you know, because this is a online show, unlike on your radio dial where you just press the button and it goes back to the same station all the time. This show has a unique episode link for every single show that we do. 5 nights a week, it adds up. So if you click the follow button, you'll get an email or text message on how to link into the show live every night if you want to listen online. Of course, you can always call in at 323-657-1493. I've had a lot of people recently, though, ask, you know, how do I listen to the show after it's over? The same link that you're clicking on now will take you back to the show. Or, of course, you can always subscribe to the show on iTunes as a podcast. I will tell you that is a new favorite for many people who are just listening to the show. So if you want to do that, do that. And I will look forward to seeing you live tomorrow with Tarot Jeff on Tuesday. Here's a little U2 to round out the night. Hope you have a great one. Don't drive distracted, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Listening to
Rated G Radio.